He appeared to me at times, the tragic, thoughtful young Sean Penn. And his voice cut like a dagger and bit deeply within. His guitar was clean and crisp, like a well-oiled Thompson gun. And his words held so much truth that they would bleed when they were sung. Never met the man whose music meant so much to me. He lived a life of manic desperation. His tortured, troubled mind would never let him be. And he died before the doors of separation. Oh, Phil, I wish we could have had a glass or two of wine and talked about the things that were always on your mind, like the twisting of the truth and the shortness of our youth and the headlines every morning in the New York Times. I never met the man whose music meant so much to me. He lived a life of manic desperation. His tortured, troubled mind would never let him be. He died before the doors of separation. Well, the pen within his hand flickered like a lighthouse made of song, with all the words and music that led us through the storm. Battered ships have floundered in the politics of lies, on the shoal of bottom line and the rocks of compromise. And I never met the man whose music meant so much to me. He lived a life of manic desperation. His tortured, troubled mind would never let him be. And he died before the door of separation. Do you remember Daly when he loosed the dogs of war in Chicago back in 68 with tear gas at his door? When Bobby and ML King were felled within the fray, how many of our children remember them today? And you turned me on to poetry, to changes and to rhymes. You drew a map with chords and words and the music of our times. Today is just the same day, Phil, as it was decades ago. And the songs will never die till the people have control. I never met the man whose music meant so much to me. He lived a life of manic desperation. His tortured, troubled mind would never let him be, and he died before the door of separation. Yes, he died by his own hand before the door of separation.